You can go to facebook.com/PetchandAmy. You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234. Be part of the show asking, what is your ultimate mom moment, your ultimate dad moment? What happened that you thought just one time maybe, I'm really nailing this parenting thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any children. I don't really even have a time in life where I'm like, I'm nailing this. This is going exactly how I wanted it to.
I think as a parent, I think you have more times when you're like, don't think I can handle this, more than, yes, I've got it. I think it seems to go more the other way.
And as a kid, you think your parents know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, they're just because you assume adults know everything.
No, you're winging it a lot of the time.
I know. And then now that my friends are having kids, I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure you should be doing this?
I know you. And I know you well.
I've known you since you were 12. Okay. I don't think you're ready for this. So what's your ultimate parenting moment? 424-1234.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Donald from Dover.
Hey, Donald.
Hey, Patch. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Donald, do you have any kids?
Yes. Four.
What? How old are your kids?
32, 28, 27, 26.
Have you ever had the ultimate parent moment? Like one time, something that happened that you thought, man, I'm really nailing this parenting thing.
Yes, my daughter came on there, you know what?
Uh-huh.
I realized that I'm a dad now. I could be a dad now that they had, you know, that time of the month came. So I was a parent then, like, I got to watch these girls.
So that was like your ultimate demo. You're like, I am on it now.
Yes, I'm on it now. I realize now that I have two girls and I have to be a father to them and teach them about life.
Yeah.
Keep them away from boys.
Yes, that, I didn't want to say that on the air, but yeah.
It's all right. Listen, I feel your pain.
Yeah. Petch is a 13-year-old, trust me. He's been swatting it away.
Yes, exactly.
Donald, are all your kids still in the area, or have they moved away?
They've graduated college and on doing their own thing.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, listen, congratulations on being a successful parent. I'm sure at times you thought, I can just give them back.
Yes, run away.
All right, thanks for checking in, Donald.
All right, okay, bye-bye.
If you want to be part of the show, you can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, who's this?
Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, what's going on?
The moment that I felt like I was really getting the parenting thing.
Yes.
That would probably be when I went on a trip to the beach with a friend of mine, and not only did I have everything for my kid, but I also had everything that her kid needed.
That's
as an emergency.
Whenever I'm out with my friends who are parents, I ask them, like, do you have tissues? I need a tissue. Why don't you have a tissue? That you're a mom. That's part of it,
yeah.
I thought.
It's part of the mom
kit.
Yeah,
like her son got a nosebleed, and I was like, well, here's Kleenex. And then he scraped his knee, and I'm like, here's a Band-Aid.
What was the weirdest thing you've had to pull out that you're like, I don't know why I have this, but I do, and I'm glad?
Probably candy in an emergency just to keep them happy. Like, you don't think to keep candy as an emergency, but
sometimes
really
you need it.
I also heard, Danielle, NyQuil works just as well as candy. I'm not a parent, though. I don't know. Where
maybe
you call
laws against that.
Where are you calling from?
On my way down to Milton on Route 1.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Drive safe.
You too.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey,
what's up, Brandon?
Hey, I got a new Instagram.
You did?
Yeah, I had trouble with my old one. I forgot my password, and I've been having trouble with my iPod, and the App Store won't show up, and I can't really download it. But I got a new one on the computer. So.
Okay.
You got 99 problems, and Instagram's one.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty clever.
Brandon's like, nah.
Brandon, you getting geared up for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving?
Ham.
You do ham for Thanksgiving?
Well, no, we do turkey and ham.
Oh, okay. And you like ham better?
I like both, but I like ham.
I'm looking forward to nothing this year. There will be no dishes. I'm off on Thursday, but work Wednesday and Friday, and so I'm happily sitting at home in sweatpants with a bottle of wine and myself.
Okay, so you mean you're going to be in your apartment in your cheap leather chair with that light bulb that dangles above your head. Just turning on and off.
No, why are you making it sound sad? I was making it sound nice and relaxing and warm.
He's making you sound like some sad sack.
Brandon, we got to roll, man.
Okay.
Bye.
Sound like some sad, like 80-year-old man who just sitting in a chair with no other furniture.
Alone, yeah, no family wants to talk to me because I'm miserable and grumpy.
And that light bulb that keeps flickering. Poor you.
I know.
I love the way that he's like 12 and he busts you. I love it.
Yeah, thanks, ruined Brandon. My Thanksgiving Day plans.
Because you can't sit there on your own now because you'll think about that.
And it makes me feel like a loser. But for Thanksgiving, is there something you look forward to having? I asked you, put up on our Facebook. You can see it, facebook.com/PetchandAmy. What's your favorite Thanksgiving recipe? Trisha said broccoli cheese casserole. Beth said that her and her husband actually, they stopped cooking a few years ago and started going for Chinese food and then to the movies afterwards. And nice. I used to, my family every year for Christmas Eve, we'd go to 6 o'clock mass and then we'd come home and order a bunch. There was when we all still talked to each other.
And liked each other a little bit.
Yeah, there was like, I don't know, like 15 of us or whatever it was. We'd order just a bunch of Chinese food. And I really miss that. So I think I think I'm going to make that my Thanksgiving tradition. I'm not going home. I'm so tired. You spend so much time running around. My parents divorced when I was a kid. Uh-huh. My entire life, I've gone through on holidays, you know, 2 hours at this house, 2 hours at this house, go see these people. It's my holiday too.
It's exhausting,
I just want to sit home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
exhausting.
You know what? Thank you, Beth Tarrant on Facebook. I'm making Chinese my new tradition.
We've been talking about this in the house as well. Because I think, like, you have Thanksgiving dinner, and I know that like my wife likes to do, like, the English-style kind of Christmas dinner, which is pretty much the same as Thanksgiving dinner.
So really. Turkey, potatoes, vegetables.
And I think you get kind of, like, festive food, like, you get, after a while. So we're talking about next week now, not even going out for Thanksgiving, because there's football on TV and stuff. Just getting pizza and stuff, and just having movie day and watching football and eating pizza.
And
I like that idea.
Enjoying the downtime. We spend so much of our lives rushing around, going from one place to the next. Just enjoy some downtime.
So I like that idea.
All right, what's your favorite Thanksgiving Day recipe? What are you looking forward to? Or what's your tradition? Do you have a weird tradition, like going to get Chinese food? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.